Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Today is Monday, May 18, 2015, and we are here again this morning to talk about God's assignment for your life. And God's assignment today is to exhort one another. Exhort one another. And in looking up a definition, it is to motivate. It is to encourage. And so we definitely need motivation and encourage in the times that we're living in today. And so we are functioned to counsel and discipline and to teach one another about the kingdom of God and to teach one another about the word of God. And so God is saying we are to be found today exhorting one another. Our base scripture is Romans 12:3-8. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. And so God is wanting us to exhort our fellow sisters and brothers, our fellow believers. And in doing research, you'll know that it is a gift that God has given us. It's a spiritual gift. It's motivational. And it represents what God does in him to shape his perspective on life and motivate his words and actions. And so we have to understand that, you know, we are to be exhorting. And exhortation is a motivation to drive other believers or encourage other believers to mature in Christ and to grow spiritually. You know, last week we had, you know, improve your relationship with God. And, you know, the only way that we can grow spiritually is by improving our relationship with God and getting in the Word. And sometimes we need encouragement and motivation. One way to motivate people is to point them to the Word of God and, you know, give them a point of reference for what they may be going through at the time. You know, we can be there for people. We can encourage people. Let's encourage them with the Word. And so exhorters you know, again, are seeking to stimulate that development by teaching, counseling, and discipling others. Now, in order to exhort someone or exhort your sister and brother, you've got to regard God's sovereignty as his favorite characteristic of God. That means that you know and you acknowledge that God is in control. You know and you acknowledge that God is the head. He is our Father. He is our Creator. And now you are exhorting one another that God is sovereignty of his sovereignty. Exhortants also regard trials as opportunity for growth. So you see that anything that you may encounter, any test that God may allow, is pushing you to the next level. And so you got to understand that anything that happens to us is not for us. It's all for the glory of God. And the glory of God is shown in our ability to take what we've experienced and grow from it, our ability to take what we're experiencing and learn from it, and our ability to take what we've experienced and use it to exhort someone else. We can also allow our trials to glorify God by allowing people to see God work in us as we are going through our trials. And so we've got to recognize that whatever happens, it has potential to glorify God and to conform believers to the image of Jesus Christ. And we've got to express love through availability. That means that if we're going to be encouraging our sisters and brothers, we've got to make ourselves available, and we've got to express love at all costs. And sometimes helping someone spiritually also means helping them physically with the need, such as taking a meal to him or mowing his lawn while he's in the hospital. And so we have to understand that it is extending ourselves and extending our lives to our sisters and brothers. You know, on yesterday, my sermon was, or God's message to his people was to the principles of kingdom giving. And most times when we talk about kingdom giving, we talk about giving of finances. But God was visiting us on yesterday and telling us that it is just more than just your finances. It's your time, giving of yourself, making yourself available. And, you know, that is, you know, that's God's expectation of us and of our lives. And so we've got to give to others. You know, we've got to be available for the assignment, because you don't know who's waiting for the assignment that you're carrying out. And if you're not carrying out your assignment, then someone is missing it. See, we live in this society where we want to just focus on self. But it's not a self-focus. It is focused on others. And we've got to do it with love. We've got to do it with empathy. We've got to do it in a way that glorifies God. And so we got to be aware that anything that we do, it should be for the glory of God. And you should have a love. If you're going to exhort your Christian sisters or your fellow sisters and brothers, you've got to love to encourage. That's the thing that you have to be able to do. You've got to be able to encourage them. You have to be a mercy giver. You've got to make a good team for counseling someone who is discouraged. And you got to know how the downhearted person feels. Now, notice that we talk about exhorting one another. Do you know that whenever you're carrying out some type of assignment, that you're going to be tried by that assignment. So if you are an encourager, then you're going to be tested in the area of being encouraged, which means that things are going to be allowed to happen to you that's going to see a test as to whether you can remain encouraged in spite of what you may be encountering. Also, you're going to experience things that's going to equip you to understand what someone may be going through. You know, sometimes we, you know, people, they go through things, they go through trials, they lose loved ones, and we're there to assist them, we're there to help them. And, you know, we say, well, I understand how you feel. Do you really understand how they feel? Because if you don't understand how they feel, then they're not going to welcome the encouragement, and you can't be true to the situation unless you understand, really truly understand how they feel. And you can talk the talk. You can actually say, I understand what it is to lose a loved one. You know, I understand what it is to suffer. I understand what it means to go through this trial. And not just understand what it means to go through it, but God allows you to go through a trial, and then he brings you out, you're victorious. So you can then go and carry that testimony to your sister and brother and say, I understand, I truly understand what it means to go through what you're going through. But guess what? God delivered me from that situation. And so we've got to get into the mindset that God is yet moving on this earth. He loves every one of his children, every one of his creations. And he has prepared you for this assignment. And so we have so many situations that are going on in the world that there's enough to go around for you to exhort someone. There's enough people that are going through and suffering through trials that cross your path that you're able to give a lending hand to and to begin to encourage. Sometimes it's not just first the spiritual. Sometimes you have to meet a physical need. But through meeting that physical need, you're now given the opportunity to move forward in the spiritual capacity. And we've got to understand that. We've got to understand that we are to be inspirational, motivational, encouraging to our sisters and brothers in such a time as this. There's so much going on in society. There's so much going on with people that are homeless and people that are hungry and people that are thirsting after righteousness that we should be able to go out in the vineyard and work. We should be able to go out in the vineyard and encourage our sisters and brothers. We should be able to go out and find someone that needs a helping hand. And what that says is that you should be in expectation. This should not catch you off guard. You should be in expectation to exhort someone along the day. And so, you know, it is our duty and our obligation to remind people of God's power, his love, and his faithfulness. And we can do that because we're able to relate to what the situation that they may be experiencing. And so we've got to respond to problems by prescribing specific steps of action. And what we're doing is we're making a plan that is so easy to comprehend that people will understand it. They'll see its potential. They'll embrace it. And they'll grow as a result of carrying it out. And sometimes you got to walk it out with them. And so we have to make sure that, you know, we don't forget our point of reference, which is God, because he gets all the glory. And we've got to use scripture to validate our experiences. And so we have to meditate on that word. We have to let that word become part of us. We got to be able to draw God's wisdom from the truth that's stored in his spirit. And so God is saying, you know, he's pushing us to that word. He's pushing us to that word. He's, you know, he's allowing us to just commune with the Holy Spirit so that we are prepared. You cannot exhort someone else if you're not prepared. And we just talked about one thing is you're going to have to go through the experience. It may not be totally the same experience that you may be, you know, encouraging someone else about, but it is some experience that you have to go through. So let us be found reaching out to our sisters and brothers and encouraging them along the way. We have so many people that we can reach in a day, in an hour. We come across the path of so many people throughout the day. Are you exhorting those people? Are you carrying out your assignment for today? Because remember, this assignment is for you. You prepare yourself. You draw on those experiences. You dwell in the house of God. And then you can go out and you're prepared. You have your armor. You are prepared to go out and to trudge through society as a warrior of Christ and move forward to help those that are afflicted, to assist in motivating those that are downtrodden, to nurture those that are spiritually, they could be spiritually deficient. And so you have all the tools that God has given you. We talked about exhorting being a gift. So God has already gifted you with that gift to exhort, to encourage. And you should be stronger than ever because God has allowed you to experience some things. And if you experience them with the right mindset, kingdom attitude, then it has made you stronger spiritually. It pushed you into that word that became a part of your life. And now you are a walking representation of exhortation. And so you've got to not let that die. You've got to keep nurturing yourself as well. Keep building on those experiences so that you're able to help. You know, there are people in high places that need exhortation. There are people that are wealthy, wealthy men and women that need to be encouraged and motivated. There are people that hold prestigious titles that need to be exhorted. And so it is our job to be available, not just available, but be ready and equipped to help his child that he allows to cross your path, no matter who it is. You know, they used to have the people that would go out among the byways, that would walk the streets, and that would exhort families, and that would exhort the homeless that were living under the bridges, that would exhort the winos, that would exhort the prostitutes, you know. But we've got to get back to that mindset. When Jesus was on this earth, Jesus exhorted the people. He taught the people. He filled them with wisdom and with knowledge. And his was all for the glory of God. So we've got the example. The Bible even gives us instances of different people that he came in contact with and his action and reaction to the situation. So we not only have the equipment, we not only have the provision, but we have the guidance and the instruction. And so I admonish you today to exhort your sisters and your brothers. We see all kinds of things going on in this world. And so we've got to, you know, be able to allow God to work in us and move in us so that we are able to reach out and we are able to remind people of God's love. We're able to give thanks in all seasons and circumstances, including the darkest ones, so that people may see that though I am going through, God is my refuge. I have the victory because the word says that I'm victorious. And so you've got to read your Bible. You've got to study the word of God. You've got to commune with God. And you've got to be able to hear from God. And so we've got to make sure that we are moving the way that God would want us to move. We're doing what God wants us to do. I don't know about you, but these are the last days, and I certainly don't want to be found not doing the will of God, not carrying out my assignment, and not fulfilling God's purpose for my life. So this is me exhorting you to be encouraged. Get in that word. God loves you. God has a plan for your life. God needs you for the kingdom. And God wants to commune with you. He wants a relationship with you. He's just waiting for you. He's standing with his hands extended to you, and he's saying, come, my child. I have what you need here. I'm all-encompassing. I am your source. I know your heart's desires. Come and commune with me. Come so that we may commune with each other. Come so that I can walk and talk with you each day. Come so that my Holy Spirit will dwell on the inside of you and comfort you and guide you and lead you. I have so many things in store for you. I'm just waiting on you. You may be in a dark area in your life today. God doesn't want you to remain in that area. You've been crying out to God to help you, and God is standing waiting for you to reach out to him. And so this is an exhortation to let God do it in your life. Let God move the way that he would move in your life. Let God move these situations and fix these trials for you. Let God mold you into the person that he intended for you to be from very creation. But he can't do that because God is a perfect gentleman. He cannot do that if you won't allow him to intervene. And so God is available. He's willing. All he's asking is that you be available. Make yourself available through prayer. Make yourself available through scripture. Make yourself available through meditation. Make yourself available so God can mold you into your destiny. So God can mold you so that you will go out and work in the vineyard and exhort your sisters and brothers and testify about the way God delivered you out of your situation. So exhort one another. That's the kingdom assignment today. Base scripture is Romans 12, 3 through 8. And we've got to remember that God loves each and every one of us. And he wants what's best for us. He sees and knows all things. And we are to trust in him for all things. We are to acknowledge him in all things so that we are being led by the Spirit and so that God can move through us and in us so that it may edify the body to see the glory of God. Be blessed.